Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away. I look to the sky, and everything is turning gray.
Believe it or not, their biggest hit. Only in this world. 38 Special is your artist of the day. Interesting story here. Man, I'm telling you, Dana, are you on the phone with the Zoom or are you on a computer?
Computer.
Okay. Zoom literally eats your phone battery alive.
Yeah,
it does. Like a, I almost said like a tiger.
Well.
You know, I saw a tiger once. Tiger saw a man.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Oh, did you see, I think Rebecca had this in the news last week. They're making a movie about Joe Exotic.
And Nicolas Cage has been tapped to play him.
Yes. I'm almost Joe Exotic'd out. The seven episodes were interesting. They were bizarre. I like to drop Carol Baskins on somebody when they're bothering me. I'm like, quit being a Carol Baskins. But I'm not so sure I need to go see a movie about Joe Exotic.
Well, and how are they going to shoot the movie? We just talked to Tom Kane about this the other day. There's nothing in production.
Well, no, they're not going to do anything right now. But
I know, but I feel like enough time is going to pass. Like, let's say it takes it a year to get to production, and then another year to air. No one's going to care by then. They're going to be like,
by then, yeah, like Joe Exotic. Who's Joe Exotic? Who cares? By the way, if you need a laugh, it is not for air, not safe for work. But Kelly's son was showing me the other night. Did I tell you about Bob Menery?
Hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, we're just looking for entertainment. It's on Instagram. You can probably find him online. Sam, you might be able to clean it up, but it would take a while. His name is Bob Menery. I think it's M-E-N-E-R-Y, I think. And he has the classic sports radio broadcast voice.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does, but he's, I don't think he's a sportscaster, but it is, I mean, think of Bob Davis, you know, the former voice of the Royals and the KU Jayhawks, just a classic radio broadcast voice. And he takes little snippets of sports clips and puts his own little twist on it. And look at this MF-er, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's completely inappropriate. So do not play it in front of your kids. Do not play it at work. But you're welcome, Kansas City.
Good. Inappropriate is good.
I was dying. I was laughing so hard about peed myself.
I told you at night, I've been watching comics on Netflix. They have all kinds of comedy series on Netflix. The best one is that Sebastian, man, I always butcher his last Italian name. It's like Mansculotto or Scudo.
What is it again? I
don't know. It starts with an M. Hmm? But he is so funny, and he's our age, so a lot of his jokes are about stuff that happened in the 80s when we were growing up.
What's his name? Mansculotto?
Just look up Sebastian. That's his first name. That's how you'll find him. He's so funny. As a matter of fact, in the audience of one of the comedy specials I watched the other night was Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld was in the audience watching Sebastian before the world went to hell.
Speaking of comedians, how's your brother holding up?
It's funny you just asked me that. You know, he got really, really sick in the very first part of February.
Did he have COVID?
They didn't test him for COVID. And he definitely had pneumonia, like had to go to the ER, couldn't breathe, hurt to breathe. So that was February 2nd, okay? This is now February, March, April. It's now been almost three months.
Yep.
And he went back to either the hospital or the ER or someplace today. He still has pneumonia. And
your brother still has pneumonia?
Still has pneumonia. And this time they tested him. Who has pneumonia for 3 months?
Somebody who has COVID.
It's going to take days to get the results back, they said.
Really?
Yeah, he just texted me. I'm like, this is insane that you have been this sick for this long. But here's the other deal. No fever. He doesn't have the COVID toes. He doesn't have...
loss of taste or smell.
No loss of taste or smell. His family has not been sick. And so it's possible he just got, like, let's say, really bad bronchitis or something that led to pneumonia. But my God, how long can you have pneumonia?
Yeah, 40-year-olds get pneumonia all the time. It's quite common.
For real?
No. Have him call into the show.
He's still there. He just texted me from there.
He's in the hospital?
Well, wherever he went to go seek medical attention. I don't know if that's...
Well, normally you go to a hospital to seek medical attention. He's not at some urgent care.
It'll just be nice to know. I mean, I know there's nothing they can... There's no treatment, but it would be nice to know that this is what has kept him down.
How's Big Juicy doing?
She's doing great.
She's not freaking out? I mean, that woman has anxiety like nobody I've ever met.
No, she's actually, she's doing all right. Mother's Day, you know what? Mother's Day is going to be interesting. I worry about the moms who are our parents' age, Scott, who have not seen their children or grandchildren in a long time. I really do.
Why don't you do a driveway moment with your mom on Sunday?
We might do that.
Get a card, Lysol it off. Sit in the driveway, throw it like a frisbee.
Did you see the video that went around this week? And it's a waitress in Amsterdam training for her new waitressing job during the pandemic.
No.
It's just this girl. And she's in training and she's outside at this cafe, right? And the table is 6 feet away. And she takes a cup and a saucer and just flings it at the table and it shatters. And then she takes a plate of food and flings it like a frisbee and it shatters and food goes everywhere. And then she takes a glass of water and tosses it and it breaks and goes everywhere.
Well, you know, I speaking of boomerang, you said boomerang, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a horrible habit, as you know, of talking to my television. And there was some gal on CNN today. They're talking about this thing boomeranging back in the fall or whatever.
Yeah.
And she goes, now to our next story. Concerns about the coronavirus making a boomerang in the fall, which would mean to come back to you. And I literally looked at her and I go, thank you for the definition of boomerang.
Boomerang. Like there was someone in the audience going, now when you say boomerang,
Does that mean it stays or
is that like a frisbee?
I mean, how does that
okay,
work?
But be honest. Have you ever tried to throw a boomerang? It does not come back.
Yes.
It just goes into the ground.
No, you've got to be Australian for that thing to come back. If you're not Australian, the boomerang never comes back. That's a fact, Jack. That's true. So she goes, and so there's talk that the virus may boomerang in the fall. That would mean to come back.
That's awesome.
I'm like, okay. Now I know the definition of boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. 576-7798. Hey, don't forget we are doing mixtape coming up at 4:45 this afternoon. Here are your songs if you want to put one together in your mind. The number one song that is guaranteed to make you cry. The number two song is you're putting together a party mixtape. What's the first song on your party mix tape? We'll get to that at 4:45 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. Though his mind is not for them, don't put him down this air again.
Not a huge fan, but I still respect him. Rush.
You know, Dan Rather to this day makes me laugh.
What did
and
he
just tweeted this. Okay, so this is way, way, way down on the list of problems, but I have noticed that being quarantined makes it a lot more difficult to give excuses for getting off a telephone call you don't want to be on, because where do you have to go?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a thing. There really is no excuse to get off the phone. None.
No, there is.
What are you going to say?
Who's waving their arms behind you? Is that B?
Sophie. That's Sophie.
Oh, hi, Sophie. Hi. You know she's going to be with you for a long, long time.
Stop it.
You
Stop
know it, it, and I know it.
At least for here's another year.
No. Here's another question that I saw on Twitter. What is the one thing throughout quarantine that you have figured out that you can completely live without and you would not have believed it 6 weeks ago? Or that you can live without?
Hmm. I don't know, but somebody, I mentioned Bob Menery. Somebody wrote, "Oh God, Parks, thank you. This guy's hilarious. I am in tears." Okay.
Oh, good. So they're leaving our show to listen to somebody else you told them to watch.
Well, but they'll be right back. They'll be right back. I didn't say listen to him before six. I just said listen to him. He's funny. One thing I have learned I can live without.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one.
I've got one. You're not going to believe it.
Toothpaste.
But maybe you will. Ew, gross. No.
I'm kidding.
Bathing.
I was about to say that.
No, I have...
Actually, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
A haircut. I want one really bad, but I've learned that I can live without it. I would have gotten my haircut twice by now.
Okay.
I like to keep it high and tight, but my hair is as long as it's been since the 1990s, and I have learned that I can deal with it. It drives me crazy, but I can deal with it. Mm-hmm.
I have left the house on multiple occasions. This is not an accident once or twice. On multiple occasions without my cell phone.
All right. Now we're coming around, kid.
Yeah.
See?
I don't have this need to worry about work stuff because we're not working at work. I never check my calendar anymore because what would be on it other than depressing reminders of what we would have been doing? I used to be obsessed with checking that calendar because I was so afraid with my ADD that I would miss an appointment or miss something that I said I was going to do. Well, what is there to do? There's nothing on my calendar that I'm going to, quote, miss.
Kelly had a good one just now. Going out to eat.
Oh, I miss that.
Yeah, I was going to say Dana disagrees.
Yeah, I know Dana would disagree with that, but she wrote, "I am loving that we're all just eating in now." Now that's not to take away from the need for all the restaurants and we certainly do grab food out, but we bring it home. We don't dine. I guess what she's probably trying to get at is dining in.
I will dine in the second they say you can dine in, I will be somewhere dining in.
Okay, we get a lot of food to go, you know, because we want to support local. Everybody wants to support local. But she'll bring it here, and we'll just gather around the kitchen table, and we'll just have dinner. So it's a win-win. I mean, we get to hang out and eat at home, and the restaurant still makes the money. You need to dine in, don't you? You're dying.
You're dying
to dine in.
I might just go and loiter.
Like, just sit there.
Yeah, I'm just going to loiter, and I'll pay them to let me loiter.
Are you losing it?
Nah.
Be honest. On a scale of 1 to 10.
It's worse on Fridays. By the time we get to Friday, you know that it's worse for
me. Well, it's Thursday right now, Dana. I don't know if you know that.
No, I had to ask at the beginning of the show what day it was. No, I'm all
right. So we're teetering on the losing it scale? Or
why are you such a champion of me losing my marbles?
Because
it's like a sport with you.
Well, it is. Because I sit here.
You're aggressively leaning on your hand while doing the show.
Dana, I watch you. I should have been a psychiatrist. I should have been a psychiatrist. I sit here, and I don't mean this in a bad way. You know I love you like the sister I never had. I sit here and watch you fall apart every week.
I wouldn't say I'm falling apart.
Okay. I watch you go from, like, when we come on the air on Monday.
Oh, Monday, I'm like,
you're
woo!
Like, woo! Woohoo! All right. Hey, everybody.
Let's talk about some news.
How was your weekend? All right. Coronavirus. Let's go. Come on. And then we get to Thursday, and you're like this.
I can't do this another second.
And then we get to Friday, and I'm just amazed you even show up.
It's usually when, if I'm going to cry for some reason, it's usually
on
Fridays.
On a Friday, that's right.
Isn't that weird? I'm a Friday crier. Mm-hmm. Friday used to be the good day. Like, woo-woo, it's Friday.
Well, woo-woo, we got to get to the news. We're going to do mixtape coming up at 4:45. The number one song is the number one song that makes you cry no matter what. You're going to cry. You hear it on the radio. Number two is you're putting together your party mixtape. What's the first song you put on your party mixtape? We'll get to that at 4:45 this afternoon. Hopefully the mayor, Quentin Lucas, will join us this afternoon on Dana and Parks. The news is next.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got
I made the horrible mistake of checking the text line right before we came back. Somebody wrote back, something I could do without during coronavirus?
Mm-hmm.
My wife.
Oh, my God!
I need not check the text line right before I come back. Story here from CBS News. House Democrats have introduced a bill to forgive student debt for healthcare workers on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. If passed, the bill would establish a national forgiveness program for federal and private loans, says New York Representative Carolyn Maloney. We own more than thank we. I think she means to say we owe. We owe more than thanks and cheers at 7 p.m. We have an obligation to ensure that men and women are relieved of the debt they have incurred to train for this critical work. Now, if I read this right, she's saying anybody who is, quote, a frontline worker, of course, that would be doctors, that would be firefighters, police officers, nurses, of course, nurses, would be forgiven of their student loan debt. Let me read this here. Hang on just a second. Under the Student Loan Forgiveness for Frontline Healthcare Workers Act, healthcare workers, including nurses, doctors, medical residents, researchers, interns, lab workers, would be eligible for debt forgiveness if they have made, quote, significant contributions to the COVID-19 response. Representative Maloney said it could also entice medical professionals and other specialties to contribute their expertise to the battle against the pandemic. Now, how do we define significant contribution?
I was just going to ask you, what is significant? Because to me, just going in and going to work right now, if you're a doctor or a nurse, is significant. But what if you go in and work every day, say in a hospital, but you never see a COVID patient because your expertise is in
anesthesiology,
obstetrics.
Yeah. I don't even know what obstetric. What does that mean?
Those are the baby doctors, Scott.
Okay, Dan, I'm sorry. I don't know what all these things mean. Okay.
He has a journalism degree.
You've had two kids. How do you not know what obstetrics is? You had to go every week for the heartbeat thing.
What? Not all of us, Dan, have had four kids. Okay.
That fourth kid shot out, and they're like, we're just going to make you an obstetrician. I mean, you've been here so long and many times.
Why can't you just say OBGYN? Why do you got to get all technical with me? Isn't that
okay?
What an obstetrician is an OBGYN?
My point is, what does significant contribution mean?
I have no idea.
And my guess is you would have to prove that you were working in some capacity. Let me ask you this. What about nursing home directors?
Ooh. What about people who work in nursing homes? Who get paid, by the way, $9 an hour.
Yeah. Any debt that they would have incurred. And let me ask you this. What if they went to night school?
Do you forgive the student loan debt of a police officer? Do you forgive the student loan debt of a firefighter? Where do you draw the line on your frontliner? You see where this gets a little tricky?
It does. The firefighters are likely more often in and out of homes and nursing homes, helping with transport, helping with, when that first call comes in, it's usually the firefighters that are there.
Right.
Not that the police aren't.
But the police have to pull people over, and you don't know if they have COVID or not.
Scott, I don't know how you answer. This is one of those pieces of legislation that's great in theory.
Yeah.
Until you get into the weeds of how it works.
It's great in theory, bad in practice.
But look at like all the small business loans. There's been so many articles about this that was such a great idea to give businesses, payroll protection grants.
Until the LA Lakers got $4 million.
Correct. I don't want to say it's been a disaster because that has been a lifeline for some small businesses who were able to get their application able to get the money.
But there are tons of small businesses
that weren't even able to get it.
Yeah. And in some regards, it has been a disaster. I mean, there have been businesses, I can't remember who it was, and somebody on the text line can refresh my memory. This gigantic company got $10 million, and they sent it back. They're like,
yeah, it was like a Whataburger. It wasn't Whataburger.
No,
it was a place with a chain and a lot of different locations.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, we don't need this, and you just sent us $10 million. And then the L.A. Lakers got $4 million from the federal government. Send it back.
Okay, I didn't know the L.A. Lakers got $4 million.
Look it up.
That's ridiculous.
Look it up on your computer. The L.A. Lakers got $4 million. And I don't know if they sent it back or not.
Now, what they're going to say is, our frontline office people aren't working right now. This isn't for the billionaire players. It's for the organization. And there's thousands of people that work for the organization that
totally understand. But guess what, douche weasel? You guys have a ton of money. Pay them out of your own pocket while we take care of Urban Prairie Coffee in downtown Mission, Kansas, okay? Thanks. Goodbye.
What if you're a frontline worker who's been holding back from big purchases in their life to pay off their student loans and they've already paid them off?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great point. Yes, thank you, Kelly. It was Shake Shack. Shake Shack.
I was just online looking for it. It was Shake Shack.
They got $10 million and they sent it back. Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think they sent it back after, like, it got out online that they had gotten the $10 million. But whatever. They sent it back.
Doesn't matter. They sent it back. Telephone number here is 576-7798. When we get back, we do a little mixtape action here. The number one song that no matter what, you're going to cry. And then, let's pep it up a little bit. You're putting together your party mixtape. What's the first song you put on your party mixtape? We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, would be more than happy to take your recommendations at 22980. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Suckers walk, money talks, but it can't touch my three lock box.
One of my all-time favorite songs, Three Lock Box by Sammy Hagar. All right, we got some judges. Let's bring them in. Dustin in Lee's Summit. Dustin, good afternoon, and welcome to Dana and Parks, or dare I say, Judge Dustin.
Hey, I appreciate the respect on the name.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, it's the title. It's the title. We got to give you some respect.
He earned
it. Hey, I'll take it.
All right. Are you ready to judge this first round?
Yeah, let's have at it.
Okay, this is the number one song that will make you cry no matter what. We're going to start with Dana, then we're going to go to Sam, and then we're going to go to me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dana, you are first up. The number one song that makes you cry no matter what.
You're the engine that makes all things go.
Seriously?
And you're always in disguise, my hero. I see your light in the dark, smile in my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever
okay. You okay, I see. I see the game you're playing. All right, she's going first responder here. Frontliner. That's a good one, Dana. All right. Okay. All right.
Good job, Dustin.
Did you jot that one down?
Yeah, I got you.
She went Alicia Keys, Frontliner. Okay. Sam, the song that is guaranteed to make you cry, go. Is there a lyric? Is there a lyric
there
here?
Is.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Nice job, Sam. That's good. That's good. Dustin, or Judge Dustin, here is my submission for a song that is guaranteed to make me cry no matter what. Go ahead, Sam, please, when you're ready.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me. And then spin me around till I fell asleep.
Mm. Dance with My Father by Luther Vandross.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dustin, we need a judgment there. Who do you think won?
What's funny is when this song came up, whenever the listing came up, I actually had a song in my head, and I got to go to Sam Stevie because that was a song that popped into my head.
Okay. All right. Sam Stevie gets round one. Mm-hmm. All right. You're wrong, but Sam Stevie gets round one. Okay.
I mean, I think he's wrong, but he's the judge. What are we going to do?
I mean, what can we do? We can't go against the judge. We can't go against the judge.
The judge's word goes.
let's bring in Judge Drew from Overland Park. Judge Drew, hello.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
You may be seated.
Thank you, sir. thank you, sir. The case you're going to be hearing now, Judge Drew, is... We're putting together a party tape, okay?
All right.
And this is the first song on our party tape. I'm going to mix up the list a little bit. So Sam is going to go first. I'm going to go second. And Dana's going to go third. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, let the proceedings begin.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Your Honor. Sam, you're putting together a mixtape of great party music. Your first song is what?
Party People!
Oh, he came to play.
That's me, DC.
All right.
And my man Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow.
We're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team back again. Check it to record. Let's begin. Party on, party.
All right. All right. You came to play, Sam. You're not messing around today. All right. I get it. I'm next, Judge Drew. Here is my first track on my party tape, and I'm going back to the 80s, if you don't mind.
Oh, stunning.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in. Dana Wright is putting together a mixtape, Judge Drew, and she has decided this is going to be the first song on her party mixtape. Uh-oh. We're good. Judge Drew, who is the winner?
Oh, boy. This is a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, Sam. I love you like a brother, but I don't recognize that song.
Whoop, there
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, baby.
Yep.
And Scott?
Come on, give it to me.
I pretty much always agree with you. we're pretty much always on the same phase all the time.
Oh.
But if you're going for a party mixtape, come on. Dana, you win.
Oh!
Get up on this!
Come on, man!
Son of a
beast. Smush it. Dana wins round two.
What do you do?
What I'm going to do is walk home like with my ball because I'm a loser.
You're already home.
You didn't get struck down by one judge. You got struck down by two.
I lost both rounds. I thought mine were good. Dance with my father? I was like, oh, come on, dude. I'm going to tug on their heartstrings a little bit, you know, because I lost my dad. All right. Congratulations to you both. We have a tie for first place. And
thank you.
I'm the loser here. And that's okay. News is next. You're listening to Dana and Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.